Now, when God came in and he told Abram, he says, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. He said that you're going to have a son, and your son will be the heir, or he will be the foundation of many nations. And so when God did that, he changed Abram's name, which meant exalted father. He changed it from exalted father to Abraham, which means father of many nations. So God wasn't looking at what he was. He was looking at his potential, because that's God. That's how God created him, with potential. He didn't create Abraham to be exalted father. He created him to be the father of many nations. But when God called Abraham, he didn't know what his potential was. Because when it came time for he and Sarah to have a child, or after God spoke that to him, because they couldn't conceive, they took matters into their own hand. They couldn't see it. Matter of fact, when Sarah heard what God told Abram, she laughed. The angel of the Lord said, why are you laughing? And she said, well, I didn't laugh. I said, you can't hide nothing from God, right? Why did you laugh? He said, no, you did laugh. You did that. Because to her, all she could see was where she was. She didn't know what her potential was. And I'm afraid today, we as people, even in the body of Christ, whether we are saved or unsaved, people in general, we don't know and realize our potential. We live and die without realizing our potential. When I say that I don't want to leave this earth without having fulfilled all that God has called me to be, I'm actually saying I want to fulfill God's potential in me. And guess what? We won't fulfill his potential in us on this side. We can do a lot, but there's so much more that God has in us than we'll ever realize on this side. So it's all about our potential. God has given us potential. And so when God looks at us and he thinks about us, he doesn't look and think about us based upon where we are today or what we've done today. Because God is always looking at you in reference to your potential. Whether you are successful in your eyes or not doesn't matter to God. Because he sees you not as a failure. He sees you as the potential that he created. Scripture. Jeremiah, God called Jeremiah. And Jeremiah said, who am I? He said, I am just a child. And God said, don't say that you are just a child. He said, because I knew you before the foundation of the world. In other words, I created you with more in you than you realize that's in you. I know what your potential is. And the only way that you're going to reach your potential, don't say that you can't do this, because you can. Scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so when I say I can do all things, that means based upon my potential, my potential is unlimited when it comes to God. My potential. What I do may or may not be limited, but my potential is unlimited. When I think that I have reached the pinnacle of what I've done, in God's eyesight, you're just at the beginning. There's more. And so when God calls us to do something, or he tasks you to do something, you feel as though, well, God, I don't have the strength. I don't have the ability. I don't have the political clout. I don't have the money. God's not calling you based upon those things. He's calling you based upon your potential. He's calling you based upon how he sees you. And see, I needed a word from God this week, because, you know, we've talked about it. And again, I try to be transparent as much as I can. I don't even tell you all my business, but I try to be. But you know, I want you to understand that some of the same struggles that you have, I have as well. You know, preachers aren't perfect. See, when things don't go the way that I think they should, there's time that I have doubt as well. And so what I've learned, though, is when that comes up, I just go to God and say, God, you gotta show me something. You gotta give me something. You gotta give me a word. You gotta direct me to some scripture. You got something. You gotta prove to me or tell me what it is that I need to know, because I don't want to spend all my life doing something that is not your will, because I'm just spinning my wheels. I can be doing something else, or you could be doing something else, versus then going to this and doing that, putting all your time and effort and energy in, and that's not what God called you to do. Because if it's not what God called you to do, you won't be happy. You won't be content. You might be successful in man's eyes. You may make a lot of money. You may have a big house or drive many cars, but there's always going to be something missing. You're always going to be reaching for something else, because the reason why you're reaching for something else is because that's not what God wants you, intended for you to do. And he don't mind you making money, but that's not what I call you. Because God said, I want you to fulfill this potential that I put into you. And we can do more, a lot more than what we are and what we have. If you had told me when I was a teenager that I would ever be doing this, I would tell you a lie. Because I never wanted to do this. I would never pray. And right now, my wife can tell you, I'm even hesitant about praying in prayer. A lot of times people ask me to pray, and I'll duck it if I can. I'll get out of it if I can. Not because I can't pray. I don't necessarily care about being in front of people, speaking in front of people. Now, here Ms. Shamika say, well, you talk a lot, ain't it? So, but that's when I'm up here. Or I'm talking about the things of God. Other than that, my wife would tell you. Typically, I don't have a lot to say. But God has so much for us.